Welcome to the Jackson 5 today. We have a huge special guest, a member of the Jackson 5, Aaron Culver. How you doing today, Aaron?
I'm good, baby.
Hell yeah.
You?
Oh, I'm doing well. I forgot to say, AFC South champion, Aaron Culver. And let me put that right here, right there. Can you see? Yeah, y'all can see it. All right. First things first. We good, bro?
Malik Jackson, number 97, and Aaron Culver, number 22, having some heated words on the Jacksonville sideline. Had to be separated.
Man, come on, man. We two dogs, man. Look, when two dogs are out there at competition, and when we both want to win, things like that's going to happen. You my brother at the
Facts.
End of the day.
Facts. Yeah. We both brothers, man. Like I said, man, it was one of those things, like you said, just got out of hand, you know, temper flared up, but we all want to win, and we all have the same goals. My brother, I respect him tremendously, so.
Facts.
We good.
Facts.
I let the people know, that's all done. Where are you from, AC? Tell the people about you.
Man, so I'm originally from Nashville, Tennessee. I started off there for like 10 years,
okay.
And then I moved to Tulsa. My mom had a job out there. Went to high school at Owosso, so, yeah, that's where I finished up at.
That's what's up. Yeah. So when did you get the nickname Slick? Was that in Tennessee or was that in Tulsa?
That was a Tulsa thing. So, Little League ball, I had a coach named Greg, and he said I made everything look easy. I made everything look smooth, so he called me Slick, and it kind of stuck. And truthfully, I thought it was just kind of a hometown thing.
Yeah.
And then as I went to college, Coach Stoops called me Slick one day, and it just kind of stuck ever since then. I really don't even know how I got here, truthfully.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to bring it back. Now, everybody, let's make sure we call
Slick,
AC man. Slick from that one,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
But we understand this is your fourth year, right? Going to your fourth year. And that usually means that you have a contract year this year coming up. Just explain to people how big is this year, and you've been playing very well. So just, you know, tell people how that feels and what you're working towards.
Man, to be completely honest, and I don't even want to sugarcoat you, I've really just been focusing on ball, man. Mm-hmm. I'm really just focusing on being the best player I can be, man. When you're surrounded with guys like yourself, with all these Pro Bowlers and all these guys who have done great things in the league and who are doing great things in the league, you try to just make your own way. And mm-hmm. that's all I'm trying to do, man. I'm just trying to do my part. I'm trying to give this team the best chance to win. And I know that if we do that, everything else will take care of itself.
No, that's super true. Me going through it, you know, winning the Super Bowl with my contract here, it's one of the things all you can do is just really just handle what you have in front of you. You know, as soon as you start looking towards the future is when you lose sight of what's present.
Right.
You're doing it the right way, bro. You
know what I'm saying? Appreciate
that, bro. I can't wait to see. Can't wait to see what AC gets this all season,
trying
man.
Trying to get like you, bro.
Trying to be
you
blessed.
The man.
Yeah, hey, you know so with the new year approaching, what are you looking forward to? What does AC want to bring it to the new year?
Man, truthfully, I just want to continue to grow in every aspect of my life, on the field, off the field, in the community, all mm-hmm. those things, and then. You know, it's going to be a big year for me. I'm getting married.
Congratulations, man.
6:30. I appreciate that, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah, my fiance, man, she's held me down, and she's a great woman, so I'm excited to start my life with her. And things are just changing, man. I'm starting to grow up, so
yep.
I'm starting to go into that transition of just trying to do things the right way.
That's what's up, man. God bless. Hopefully, one day I can be like AC, happy with the wife. anyway, we'll see you guys later with the Jackson 5. It's been a pleasure.